School board member Kathleen Plunkett lives in the Clark Middle School area of Northeast Anchorage.
I can attest to the community's need for that. When the health center left Mountain View, the void that left for our students.
A sizable portion of Clark's slightly over 1,000 students come from economically disadvantaged families. Basic health care and often the transportation to get to crosstown clinics is a challenge. At a Monday morning press conference held at the school, Superintendent Carol Como said the in-school clinic idea came up during the planning stage of the new school that finally opened this fall.
One of the things that came out loud and clear from the community was some place where their kids could get some immunizations or some school physicals type of things.
That concern resulted in a yet unused room adjacent to the school nurse's office. Clark Principal Cecily Williams enthusiastically supports the clinic.
We would send students home, and there may not be the funds or the resources to be able to have those small things taken care of. When if we had someone here, we could keep them in school. Attendance is better. Our students are healthy. Our parents have resources. And why not one stop where you can come here? And overwhelmingly, that was a yes by parents, a yes by community, and definitely a yes by the staff and the administrative team that was here.
Teresa O'Connor from Anchorage's Department of Health and Human Services agreed with Williams.
Research from the thousands of other school health centers that exist across the country show that health outcomes and school outcomes are better when services are provided to students on site.
Como told the school board that as part of the year-and-a-half-long pilot program, the district would closely evaluate the clinic to see if it did indeed improve attendance and academic achievement. The clinic, which is tentatively scheduled to open in January, would begin by offering only sports physicals. Parental permission is mandatory. Only Clark students, no siblings or adult family members, could use the clinic. No school district personnel would be directly involved in the clinic. An amendment by board member Christo Kennedy made community collaboration a must, a position supported by Superintendent Como. Funding, whether contributions or grants, must come from outside the school district budget. And as Nancy Edel, director of the district's nursing and health services, repeatedly noted,
if you want a successful school-based health center, you must ask the community what they want. If we go in and we say, we think you have a lot of suicidal kids and we're going to offer behavioral health services, we're not going to get anywhere. We need the community to want that. We need the kids to ask for it. We need the parents to ask for it.
Behavioral health is a possible expansion service. The only other such school clinic in the state is in Juneau. According to Edel, about 65% of all visits there have a behavioral component. Other possible expansion areas include immunizations, nutritional counseling, and acute care for minor illnesses and injuries. Again, these additional services would occur only if the community wanted them and the resources found to support them. Jeff Friedman's pre-vote comment reflected the basis for the board's unanimous approval.
I do not believe that schools can provide everything to a community or to students or children within a community, but I do believe we have a vital role in facilitating other groups like this one to provide those services.
The commitment of other groups was shown in an email sent Monday afternoon from the CEO of Providence, Alaska Medical Center, Dick Monsager, to Como. It said that Providence intends to give the district a minimum of $25,000 annually for at least 3 years in support of in-school clinics. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.